Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, some great comedians heading over to WA for the Perth Comedy Festival, but none are funnier than this guy. Nazeem Hussain joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing amazingly well. Your new show, Zane That, is coming to Perth Friday, 6th of May. You already got me laughing, mate. Congratulations. You've done it.
Honestly, I was at the bottom of the barrel. I've got no other puns with my name. There's Hussain in the membrane, and I've done that. I'm like, okay, Hussain That, I think people have to stop and think about it for a second. Like, who's saying that? It's a comedy show.
I feel like, as comedians, it's like when they're coming up with their name, if they're going to choose to go with the stage name, they're like, all right, how many puns can I get out of shows? I've got Fringe Worlds, I've got comedy galas. I need at least 20 years of this.
Exactly. Well, I'm done. I finished my list, so my career is over.
I was going to say, are comedians still doing funny stage names? I haven't heard like a Rodney Rood or anything in a long time.
Well, Nazeem actually goes by, is John Smith in real life. That's
John Smith was actually Nathan Smith. Just when I order coffee and people are like, sorry, what? I'm like, just Nathan. Nathan is fine.
Now, I was just doing what every lazy interviewer does and looking through your Wikipedia page.
Oh,
and obviously people can write anything. And sometimes celebrities are known to just kind of bolster themselves up on their own pages. But if this is true, I am officially impressed, okay?
I know.
So,
wait, is there a weird fact? Because I remember someone hacked my Instagram at maybe like 97 years old. At one point, I've been 13 years old. I don't know how old I am at the moment.
Well, that's the question. Okay. How is the 13-year-old having this career?
On your Wikipedia page, it says that you made your American TV debut as a correspondent for Bill Nye Saves the World.
That's true. I was in Edinburgh at the time just performing some comedy shows there, and then I got a call on an American number, and it was a producer. Hey, Nazeem, we've seen your stuff online. We really love what you do. And I was like, I honestly thought it was some sort of prank, or maybe they've outsourced telemarketing from India to the States, but it was, I was like, is this real? Anyway, they wanted to meet me, and so I met them somewhere up in England, and then we filmed this piece, and then they liked it, and then they basically cast me really quickly, and the next thing you knew, I was flying around the world doing pieces for Bill Nye the Science Guy, along with Carly Clark.
Now, I'm curious, I mean, obviously coming to Perth, can't wait to see you on the 6th of May, but I'm surprised you're still doing comedy in regards to how much money you must have made when you were the face of Vegemite.
I was not the face of Vegemite, was I?
Well, I saw a couple of ads online. I saw this cute little one. It was like you holding it, and they're like, oh, mate.
Oh, okay. Someone is using my face for Vegemite. I've definitely been doing avocado ads.
I saw that one, but I've seen this one right here. It's on 2019. It says, Vegemite with eggs? 100% normal, Nazeem. Don't tell anyone otherwise.
I need a lawyer, and I need a good invoice template. That is ridiculous.
But don't you have a law degree?
I've got a law degree. I'm just sort of cross this stuff. I posted something on my Instagram about just liking Vegemite with eggs.
Yeah.
And they have clearly used that photo as an ad.
That is amazing.
This posting that you're doing, it looks like an ad.
Them, I'm going to give you guys a cut of that fee.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
And also,
a finder's fee.
I get a bigger cut than Alan because I actually updated your Wikipedia page just then to include face of Vegemite as well.
I think you also get points for that. People that update Wikipedia points get like online points. I don't know what you
really
can use it on.
Now, also, you are killing it in the comedy world, but I will say, like, that would have been pretty epic the day that you found out that your special was going on Netflix. Or did Netflix contact you before and say, we want you to do this for us specially?
They contacted me when our son was born. Suddenly I got a call from my manager saying, Netflix wanted you to do this special. And I was like, what? And I thought I was sleep deprived and I heard her wrong. She's like, the special filmed in Montreal. And like about a month later, I was flying to Montreal to do the special. I also, when I was there, I did a gig for one of Kevin Hart's. Like he's got his own like streaming service, like his own network. It's called LOL. And I did 5 minutes of comedy for his network. And I thought, oh yeah, this is cool. Just this side thing for his, but he was actually in the crowd watching every comedian do their set.
Oh,
so I'd walk on stage and just right there in the middle of the audience with Kevin Hart with his henchmen, and it completely threw me, but he was laughing, and afterwards he came up and he's like, that was great. Stuff that happens in this business is just the most bizarre, and it comes out of left field. But then the next day, you know, you're performing in some kitchen at a crappy gig with seven people, so you have the highs and the lows.
Absolutely, and I love, like, Kevin Hart, the most subtle of laughs, I'm sure that...
Oh, really loud and clapped.
Yeah, it seems like someone puts his whole body into a laugh, you know?
I don't know if on my Wikipedia page it's got the gigs that I did during lockdown. Like, I literally performed to my neighbors in their driveway from my driveway. And they went inside for dinner, like, towards the end. They were like, hey, we've got to get inside. Like,
that Carly, write that down. Write that down, Carly.
Yes, updating as we speak.
Yeah, exactly. Get some more points.
Nazeem, we can't wait to see you. Perth Comedy Festival, Friday the 6th of May. Going to be at Regal Theatre in Subiaco. Thanks for the chat, mate. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys.